Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide, or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days, starting February 16th, only at Lowe's.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a coach giving the ultimate pep talk. Listen, the proper technique is going to Progressive.com so you can see Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates, even if we're not the lowest, like we practiced. And remember, no matter what happens, the important thing is to try and save some money out there.
Thanks, coach.
Man, I love this job.
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, and from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. In the Blackhawks 1-3 homestand, they had trouble scoring first, but last night they scored a touchdown with the extra point before the Maple Leafs could even crack the scoreboard. Head coach Joel Quenneville knows his team is much better when they're the ones being chased.
We've been chasing the games here. I still think we can be better in our own end. I think that's been the one thing that's been very noticeable on this homestand has been our defensive zone coverage. Too much time, too many shots, too much possession against us. And I think that's something that we got to rectify and improve upon and be aware of that.
Hawks are 33-4-3 when scoring first this season. They'll visit the Rangers tomorrow night in New York. Also, the Hawks reportedly waived defenseman Rob Scuderi. The 37-year-old, should he clear waivers, would save the Hawks about $950,000 against the cap if the team wants to add at the trade deadline. Meantime, an NBA trade this afternoon. Yahoo Sports' Adrian Wojnarowski says Memphis has traded Courtney Lee to Charlotte in a three-team deal, which sends Brian Roberts to Miami, PJ Hairston, and a couple of second-round picks go to the Grizzlies in the swap. Bulls get back to practice today in advance of their business trip to Cleveland. They'll visit the Cavaliers, then return home to take on the Raptors to begin the second half of their season. They're the top two teams in the East by record. Bulls currently in the seventh spot. College hoops tonight. Rutgers visits Illinois. Listen live on The Score at 7:30. Northwestern heads to West Lafayette for a date with number 17 Purdue. Youngstown State home to host UIC. NIU will play Bowling Green. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewmailMedical.com. And hockey nights are back. Join Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Andrew Desjardins at Mariano's New City in Lincoln Park next Tuesday from 7 to 8:30 for the 2016 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls and for a chance to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour is brought to you by Sunrise Chevrolet, the bright way to buy.
Boars and Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on The Score.
Now the Bulls are at least watching the same games we are.
Who would the Kings take? What are they doing? Who on the Bulls roster?
Nobody.
Interests them? Don't they have Sacramento's pick?
Yes. So it's got protections all over it.
Well, though, they could trade that back,
I guess. But
and so then
you're talking one of the best big men in basketball, though. Who's 26, 27 years old.
Do you trade him even if you're going to fire George Karl?
I don't trade him unless I'm getting like a Herschel Walker deal here. I want a ton of picks and young players and everything
else. Well, there's a reason that it hasn't worked there. Everything you're saying about DeMarcus Cousins was said, and I believed, about Dwight Howard.
Boars and Bernstein, Chicago's longest running sports talk show.
Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune.
The salary cap, once again, is going to balloon. There's reports out there that this thing is going to be north of $150 million, towards almost $155 million. There's going to be salary cap room for NFL teams all over the league to spend as they see fit. And the Bears are in a situation where they're going to have some room, and they're going to have a chance to make decisions based on their priorities and decisions that won't be constrained by being in a financial pickle. And so we'll see where they go with this. And they've obviously been spending a lot of time during the offseason figuring out what their priorities are, trying to figure out plans A, B, and C. And this is sort of the start of it all.
Boris and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers. Dan Bernstein.
Why even listen to you?
Joe Colley is just simply, if I'm being honest, a liar.
I've got a way.
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Joe Colley of the Sun-Times indeed is in for Terry Boars, who we expect back next week. Dan Bernstein with you on the Boars and Bernstein show. Let's go now to the Home Run Inn Pizza hotline. Home Run Inn Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood, and we welcome from the New York Daily News, Frank Isola, to The Score. Hello, Frank.
Hey, guys, what's up? Is that a family member who called Joe a liar?
No, that was the fine VP of, or was it Morpheus from, it could have been Morpheus. It was Ken Williams, the fine.
Yeah, big fan of Joe Cowley's, yeah, Ken Williams of the White Sox.
Look, Frank was Slim Shady today, just spitting fire this morning on NBA Sirius Radio and calling the Chicago media really what it was, which is soft. It's probably the softest big market media that I could think of. And so there was
New York's not too far behind. So
yeah, you guys got some guys that still throw splinters. We're here, it's a lot of softballs.
Oh, well, so if in fact you had your idealized media contingent, Frank, covering the Bulls right now, what questions would you want asked and answered at the moment?
Well, I think Toronto, Philadelphia media, they would be good. So I think the big thing is, I was just going off because it was a column written in the Tribune. I think it was online. I don't even think it ran in the paper. I'm surprised they let it run online. Where, the Bulls are having a rough year. A lot of factors are factored into it. But to kind of like put some of the blame on the old coach and to say that they wouldn't be doing any better if the former coach were there. I mean, hasn't that ship kind of sailed at this point? I think a lot of people's predictions on that turned out to be colossally wrong. And instead of just saying, you know what? Yeah, I mean, if that were me and I were that wrong, I would just ignore it as opposed to trying to, scream into the wind to tell everybody, no, I'm still right. I'm still right. It wouldn't have worked out. It wouldn't have been better without him. And let's score with him. And let's remember, I think the spin was that it was going to be much better. Not that it was going to be worse.
Championship roster. Just needed a better coach.
Yeah, I actually went just this morning for something that I was writing about the trade deadline. I went back and was going through quotes from the day that Fred Hoiberg arrived. And the stuff he's saying about how I absolutely love this roster, he said. And he wants to work with these guys to build toward winning a championship. And this is, he said, absolutely love. He said it, his bosses said it, and one of the first things we found out this year, one of the very first things, was this roster was not something to be loved.
Yeah, I also think, too, you know, it's a tough situation for a guy like Fred Hoiberg to walk into. Because, first of all, you're replacing a guy that had a lot of success. Did he win a championship? No. But he had a lot of success. And it's almost like the players, you know, you want to use the word empowered to feel like, well, we're kind of not going to get blamed. We'll probably blame this new guy who's never done it in the NBA before. And I think, you know, Joe was in New York that day, like right before the Saturday, I think before Christmas, when Butler kind of spoke out. And I didn't think that was right for Jimmy Butler to do it in that form, especially since they played a quadruple overtime game the night before. Yeah, it was a no-show performance against the Knicks, and you don't want to give players an excuse for losing and getting blown out the next night, but that was the wrong time to do it. So I think in a lot of ways, you know, Fred was walking in to a tough situation. And remember something else. On the first day of training camp, you had your star point guard, who barely ever plays, talking about his contract 2 years down the road. So that sent a bad precedent. And I think, you know, some of the players, you know, haven't performed. Some of the players have gotten hurt. And right now, you know, let's face it. You got Cleveland on Thursday. You got Toronto coming in on Friday. Doesn't mean they can't win both those games. They've already beaten Cleveland twice. But they could wake up on Saturday morning a 500 team.
You know, here's the thing that continues to get, to me, ignored in this city is what took place last year and how a front office completely undercut a coach and basically damaged their organization for not only last year, because you empowered players to not listen to a coach by telling them, don't worry, this guy's not going to be here. But now you bring in a new coach, you've poisoned that water, and now you're telling those players, no, you drink from this pool now, the Fred Hoiberg pool. This water's clean. Go ahead and drink from it. And now they're wondering why there's resistance from these players. And at the same time, this organization, the last 2 or 3 years, you're talking about guys that are basically becoming bullies. If you don't say the right thing about them, they are emailing you. They are belittling you in a locker room. In one instance, they are trapping you in a bathroom while Randy Brown guards the door like it's some 1980s movie. So, you know, I just don't understand why the spotlight isn't on this front office and the accountability they should be getting. And now it's just, oh, well, these aren't the right players, so we're just going to change the roster. That's the blame now.
Yeah, and I think it all goes back to the way that it did end. And I think a lot of the tipping point was probably the stuff that Jeff Van Gundy had said on TV right after, I guess it was Martin Luther King Day, in between that day and, you know, that game that they had played against the Spurs and then the Mavericks, where he was real critical of the front office. That seemed to be, there was no turning back from that point, and things seemed to get uglier there by the day. Meanwhile, Jeff is a guy that defends every single coach in the NBA, even guys that he barely knows.
And he's defended Hoiberg this year.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know why him defending, you know, so he defended Tom, and they completely freaked out over it. But, you know, I think also look at the way that it ended. Like, these teams all have the right to fire whoever they want. I mean, David Blatt was in first place when he got fired. These rich soccer clubs over in Europe fire coaches, you know, at the drop of a hat. So just, like, fire the guy. But it wasn't just that. I mean, there definitely seemed to be, you know, some undermining going on. And then it was an ugly final playoff loss. And then not only did you fire him, but you sent out this, like, statement where you're basically attacking the guy's character. So you're making it seem like, well, now that this ogre is gone, watch how everything will take off, and Fred Hoiberg will be this year's Steve Kerr. So you set the, you know, the whole thing up that it was going to be better. And you know, to be better, they have to win 50 games. Last year's team was 50 games. Think about that. This year's team has 27. And you know what? You can't use injuries as an excuse, because Tom had won a lot of games with injured players. So I think the front office, they didn't want Tom to be the coach. So be it. But I think the way it was handled with ownership, with that statement that came out, you put everything on the coach. You basically told everybody, this is all on him. The players are fine. Well, if the players are fine, and where's all this stuff now about, what did we hear about? Tony Snell,
McDermott.
Now, Mirotić is hurt, I get that. By the way, Mirotić actually played pretty well last year, even though we were told that he never played. Where are all these guys now? Tom's, you can't blame it on Tom. He's not there anymore.
You know, the shame of it, Frank, is really, if this were an ideal world and you look at what the Bulls need, regardless of the roster, what they could really use is, instead of having Jim Boylan as the quote-unquote defensive assistant, you know, I think that Tom Thibodeau, when it comes to watching film, when it comes to game planning, and when it comes to actually possession by possession calling a defense, is unparalleled. I think he is the best in the NBA at that. And you could have, he doesn't have to be the head coach. He doesn't have to be the face of the organization. He can sit in his happiest place in the world, which is that dark room, and come up with game plans, and he can scream his head off during the game and get everybody in position and be this defensive coordinator. That, to me, is what they're lacking, and they can't have it. Now the cat's away, the mice will play. They got a guy, a head coach that only pays lip service to defense, and the old phrase that Thibodeau always said, letting go of the rope. You hear the players still, the ghost of Thibodeau is still here in the players and how they talk about defense. Now they talk about, we let go of the rope. I think the rope is gone. They burned the rope. They threw the rope away. There's no rope anywhere. But, you know, but they need that. They really do need somebody to try to make them pretend to care about defense.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I thought the problem was that all the players didn't like Tom. And I always say that, like, you know, usually you remember your toughest, as your best teachers as being your toughest. So, yeah, Tom was going to push these guys. He was going to make guys accountable. And in a player's weakest moment, they're going to complain about a coach, especially when they're not playing that much. But I had heard that some of these guys were going around talking about how much they miss Tom now.
But Jimmy Butler's, Jimmy Butler
was never anything but a Thibodeau supporter. Taj Gibson was never anything but a Thibodeau supporter. The problem is,
but my thing is, though, they should be that way with Fred, because it to me, this speaks to the whole idea that they know that they have an easy way out. Well, they could say, well, it's not our fault. Look at the coach they brought in, which, you know, speaks to a larger problem. You know, it wasn't going to work out with this coach, obviously, because obviously management and ownership didn't want him there. It's pretty obvious by that nasty letter that they sent out, and I don't think you saw Tom send out anything like that or complain about his time there. But, you know, Fred has been, you know, in a lot of ways he got set up, you know, because they thought just because he's going to be nicer to people and, you know, staff members, you know, might like him a little bit more, that's going to translate into wins. It's not the way it works. It could be an ugly business sometimes. You look at Michael Jordan. A lot of his teammates didn't like Michael Jordan, but I'll tell you what, they're all still living off all the greatness, that he brought. And everything that they won, I'm sure he wasn't pleasant to be around. Winning sometimes is ugly. In New York in the 90s, when it was Pat Riley against Phil Jackson and the Bulls, a lot of the Knicks players used to complain about Pat Riley. You think, it's been in 16 years, the Knicks have won one playoff series. So whatever Pat Riley and Jeff Van Gundy were doing worked. And obviously, whatever Tom was doing in Chicago worked, because look at the record.
Frank, now bigger picture. I mean, the idea that this roster is now at fault, it's not a Fred Hoiberg-type roster, is the company line that they're already starting to sell and will be sold again this summer. And, you know, they're going to rebuild the front court now with new money and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, with what's happened the last 2 years, with an owner sending out a message like that the rest of the NBA has seen, with all the swings and misses in free agency going back the last 15 years, what's the national perspective, especially from players? Why do I want to come here? Why do I want to come to this mess?
Yeah, I also think for a lot of players, and, you know, the New York fans buy into this all the time, where they think, well, we're New York, players will come here. And also the whole marketing part of New York now, that's gone, because, I mean, Russell Westbrook's in every other commercial, and he lives in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. And so Durant's in a ton of commercial. He lives in Oklahoma City, or plays there, I should say. But I think players, when they look at a city like Chicago or an organization, they know it does have a winning tradition. But I think they're going to look at the roster. They're going to look at Derrick Rose and think, you know what? I mean, am I going to be able to win with Derrick Rose on my team? What about Jimmy Butler? Is Pau Gasol going to be there? What's the deal with Joakim Noah? I think players obviously look at money. So they're going to go whoever can pay them the most, like Gasol did that year that he signed with Chicago. And they want to go to a place that gives them a chance to win. So right now, a lot of things are up in the air about Chicago, because you look at what's going on in Cleveland, and it looks like they're going to be good for a while. Boston comes across as a more attractive team. You know, the problem with the Bulls this year have been, too many guys have been hurt. And, you know, and the whole thing with now with Jimmy Butler, when your best player is going to be out for a while, let's face it, they're not a lot to make the playoffs. And if you don't make the playoffs, it's much harder to attract free agents. Go ask the Knicks fans.
All right, so Carmelo Anthony for Derrick Rose. Can we get that done by the end of this phone call?
You know what? I actually think that makes some sense.
Who wins in that?
The Bulls do.
Yeah, I mean, you have a proven fourth quarter scorer. And even though Carmelo does have a knee issue, I mean, he has missed seven games this year. He had surgery in the offseason. But Carmelo, you can go to him in the fourth quarter. Carmelo's a great guy to cover. You guys will love him because I always think that part of Carmelo's problem is that he's too nice of a guy. Like, he doesn't have that kind of killer in him like Kobe and Michael Jordan had. Let's face it, not a lot of guys do. I get all that. But, Carmelo, when he first came into the league, remember, he came to a 17-win Denver team, and they went to the playoffs. And he was in the playoffs every single year up until 2 years ago when the Knicks won 37 games and missed out on the playoffs by one game. So Carmelo, I think sometimes Carmelo gets a bad knock, but when he's around the right kind of supporting cast, like he was in Denver, they made it to a conference finals. A couple years ago in New York, they won 54 games. When he had a strong core around him, like Jason Kidd and guys like that, he finished third in the MVP. So Carmelo needs strong veteran presence around him, and he'll play well. He's not a leader. That's the thing.
Frank, wish we had more time, but it's good stuff. We had an emailer ask for an out-of-town perspective on the Bulls, and we got one.
It's as depressing out-of-town as it is in town.
I was going to say this.
It's worse than New York, except for the Zinger. Porzingis has been terrific.
There you go.
Frank, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Frank.
That is Frank Isola of the New York Daily News, who has always got strong thoughts about NBA ball. We've got the second half coming up, but the bottom of the hour, we've got more poker seats to give away. We've got stuff and things. I've got a fun hockey story and also a story about hipsters ruining a sport. I did not know this. It's a sport I don't know much about. It's apparently being ruined
by
those annoying hipsters.
All right.
We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour on the score.
Mowing! And Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boars and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The NBA trading deadline is coming up on Thursday, and Dwight Howard reportedly is on the trade block. No way! Frank Isola of the New York Daily News says that Big Dwight could be dealt from the Rockets by the deadline and maybe even to Miami. Of course he could. He's Dwight. And once again, this is not the right team or the right spot for him. Then again, it never is. And of course, some sucker will take a shot thinking all you need is a change of scenery and this guy will be just fine. And that sucker might actually be Miami. Why would anybody give up anything significant for this guy when he's not nearly what he used to be, isn't nearly what he could have been, and can opt out after the season? With all the other garbage going on in the world, this is just the sort of funny, feel-good story that we all needed to pick us up today. Thank you, Dwight. Just keep doing you and never, ever change. We know you won't. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS Sports Radio. CBS Tuesday Unlimitless. One pill makes Brian Finch brilliant.
Just another shift at the Genius Factory, boys.
And the FBI's most valuable weapon.
I was just looking at the case from a different angle.
Congratulations, you've got yourself a suspect.
Thanks.
Get hooked on the mind-blowing new series.
Did you hack the stock exchange?
I just took a little peek behind the curtain.
What?
Don't pretend like you're not having fun.
Limitless, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Let's talk about money for a second, because the truth is that sometimes honest and hardworking people just find themselves in need of a little extra, and some banks don't always make it fast or easy to get. But I'll tell you who does. Avant.
Finally, there is a company who gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000, and you never have to step foot in a branch. You just go to avantoffer.com and you check your competitive rate. Checking your rate, because I know this is your next question, it is risk-free. It does not affect your FICO score. And then you complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. You see for yourself. You can see how easy and convenient borrowing is. Go to avantoffer.com, but make sure you use this promo code SCORE, because Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer, to check your rate risk-free, avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE, avantoffer.com, the promo code SCORE. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide, or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days, starting February 16th, only at Lowe's.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
More. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Talking exotic meats off the air with a Joe Kell.
Not a meat talk.
Well, hey, I'm just giving you some red meat, non-beef options. I'm telling you, ostrich is good. You should try it.
That's my next big kill.
Do you do venison or elk?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I did
I've heard it's kind of gamey.
Can be, but it depends how you prepare it. I did a bolognese sauce a couple weeks ago with some deer meat that Daniel gave me in the freezer out of nowhere. The guy, right. he comes back and from Canada or wherever. He's got northern pike. And he's got venison here. So I
blood always, on his hands.
Oh yeah, he'll wrestle an elk to the ground and beat it senseless.
I like it.
And you know, pull the loin of meat out of there and just I'll throw it in my freezer. But yeah, it's good stuff. I'll try any of that. And whether it's the elk chops or the you know an ostrich steak. That's you're Mr. Alternative Meat Things, so
yeah, my search for Happy Meat.
HappyMeat.com didn't yes. get it done for you.
HappyMeat.com failed me, so I still search.
A follow up here on something you said regarding the Bulls from Amir, who says, "Joe, I don't understand why you think Hoiberg and Butler could work out their differences. I can't think of an example of an NBA star that called out his coach." That then stayed together and had success. I know LeBron had some issues with Spoelstra his first year, but not to this level. And they didn't have fundamental disagreements on team philosophy. Usually in the NBA, these situations end with the star player getting the coach fired.
See, I disagree with the LeBron Spoelstra thing. I think that was way, way deeper and vicious behind the scenes than Hoiberg Jimmy. And I think Jimmy is a lot more level-headed where he can sit down with Fred at some point. And, you know, they've had a couple heart-to-hearts where they've both felt good about things, and it's just now it just has to stick. I don't think it's as big a problem as Spoelstra or LeBron was, where basically you had LeBron going to Pat Riley, and once Pat told him, no, this is your coach, LeBron had to bow his head and say, okay, then I'll do the best I can. And I don't think there's been any Jimmy going to the front office and saying this guy can't coach and I don't want to play for him. And remember how angry not only LeBron, but that Heat team was after they lost here in Chicago and Spoelstra came out and talked about how guys were crying in that locker room. I mean, if there was a mutiny, it was going to happen right then. And Riley squashed it and made sure that everyone played in the sandbox nicely. So I don't agree that wasn't as contentious as anything between star and coach. So and Jimmy's by far no LeBron. So I think there can be repairs made once they understand that I'm not going anywhere, you're not going anywhere, and it's just not us saying it, it's us understanding it and coming together. And also Jimmy put a little trust in saying and understanding you can go ISO, but let's do it in the confines of what I'm still trying to do offensively.
Yeah, do what you want to do, but when I want you to do it.
There you go. Look at the clock.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Bulls get back to work today. They will play their first game of the second half Thursday night in Cleveland. The challenges come right away. The Bulls start the second half of their season against the Cavs and the Raptors, the top two teams in the Eastern Conference in back-to-back games Thursday and Friday. Bulls just one game up on the Pistons for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. And an NBA trade this afternoon involving the Pistons. Detroit picked up Tobias Harris from the Magic for Brandon Jennings and Ersan Ilyasova. College hoops, 17th-ranked Purdue seeks to hand Northwestern its fifth straight road loss when it hosts the Cats tonight at Mackey Arena. Illinois plays host to Rutgers at 7:30 right here on 670 The Score. UIC on the road, a Horizon League battle with Youngstown State. In the MAC tonight, Northern Illinois plays Bowling Green. Meantime, as dominating as the Blackhawks have been for most of the calendar year thus far, their 1-3 homestand wasn't particularly impressive until last night's 5-goal rout of the Maple Leafs. Competition gets much tougher, though, as the Blackhawks hit the road. They will take on the Rangers tomorrow in the Big Apple. Hawks also reportedly waived defenseman Rob Scuderi. And the Cubs have invited Matt Mertin, Edgar Olmos, and right-handed pitcher Ryan Williams to Major League spring training. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Catch Dan Bernstein and Chris Ranji broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner tomorrow from 1 to 6. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Great anticipation for the second half, so to speak. Quote, the second half.
And now it's time to begin.
the second half.
Talk basketball with Frank Isola. We had a Grammy debriefing with Greg Kot, and we talked a lot of Bulls basketball, went through some of the Pecota projections as well. It's Baseball Prospectus Pecota Day. We can look some more perhaps at the individual numbers a little bit later, but they have the Cubs at 92 wins and the Chicago White Sox second place in the AL Central with 82 wins. So when I mentioned hipsters are ruining a sport, it is. It's not Jay Zawoski ruining hockey. No, but thanks to the multiple the people who surmised that that was what it was going to be. But no, I saw this headline at Slate.com and read the article. I'm not really sure what to make of it, but it just says hipsters are ruining surfing. And this particular hipster named Sarah Gold just says, it's hard to say what's caused the new influx of surfers. But it has something to do with the endless feedback loop of surfing coverage in mainstream media, which encourages more people to surf, prompting yet more coverage. Once relegated to the pages of niche magazines and surf blog discussion threads, surf culture is now touted in trendy outlets such as GQ, Vice, and Huffington Post. Surf-themed fashion spreads recently appeared in Men's Journal, Vogue, and Harper's Bazaar, and even shishi retail outfits such as Serena and Lily, which sells high thread count linens to the 1%, recently began hawking limited edition surfboards. The sport's promoted more heavily still on social media, where the number of Instagram surfer babes and uploaded amateur GoPro surfing clips seems to multiply every week. Others opine popularity surges partly due to the steep increase in competitive surf tournaments. And she says that what's happening is there are fewer and fewer places where you can catch a wave. That there's only a handful of spots now, unless you want to be some an extreme surfer and go to cold water in a wetsuit and the whole thing. So she said more surfers are vying for waves and acclaim and rankings, lamenting that the very spirit of the sport is changing, that it's less spiritual and much more just sort of recreational dabblers, dilettantes doing it. I have no clue. I've never surfed. You have?
Oh, that's... I can't believe you brought that up. That's where the neck and back injury is right now from 2 weeks ago.
You're kidding.
No.
I had no idea.
I started last year. And then this year I decided it's time to not have someone to give me a lesson and go on my own.
So you're part of the problem.
So I am part of the problem.
You are the hipster that's ruining surfing.
I am the hipster. The best thing is I go to the surf shop. We're in Manhattan Beach. A guy named Trip. I'm sure that's not his legal name that God gave him, but whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't think you should go to Manhattan Beach. How many times have you surfed? I go, this would be like my fourth, fifth time. I don't know, Kemosabe. 10 to 15 foot waves. You think you could handle it? Hermosa. Try Hermosa. So I went to Hermosa. Just didn't like the vibe. I went back to Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And Trip was right. I was taken out badly.
Really?
I was out there for an hour and 45 minutes and probably an hour and a half was paddling. I was wondering why no one else is surfing. Like, why? There's huge waves. Why is no one surfing? Then I found out why. Because the way Manhattan Beach is, there's a canyon underground. So you get these double breaks. So what looks like a good wave is all of a sudden just overcome by another wave.
Okay.
And so you're paddling, and I thought I was on a good wave. I ended up like only getting up like five times in an hour and 45 minutes.
But you weren't eaten by a shark.
No. Okay. But I got up at what I thought was a good wave, and then all of a sudden you have that oh no moment when you turn and you see where the other break is coming, the other swell, and it. You talk about.
Aren't you supposed to go with a buddy?
You are.
You don't go. You went alone?
I went alone.
Are you an idiot?
Yes.
You already had one brush with death. Why are you? I mean,
it's just a thing of mine. I don't know. So right. Completely taken out and still just feeling just completely just whiplashed. I mean, the board. Thank God the board was on my ankle, because when you get hit like that, you're underwater and you just have to just deal with it. You can't breathe. And you just let the board kind of take you up because it's by the ankle. It's going to take you in the right direction, but you can't panic. You have to have some patience. And I came out of the water, and even people were like, dude, what are you doing? So I brought the surfboard back, covered. I was the suit was covered in sand. And Tripp's like, Kemosabe, I told you.
I love stories like this. And this is the Arizona Coyotes realized that they needed a backup goalie. because their starter was fine. Luis Domingue Monday night was fine. But their backup is Anders Lindback, and he injured himself before the game, like right before the game. So they had to find a backup goalie. And the NHL still has this rule on the books. In regular league and playoff games, if both listed goalkeepers are incapacitated, that team shall be entitled to dress and play any available goalkeeper who is eligible. This goalkeeper is eligible to sit on the player's bench in uniform in the event that the two regular goalkeepers are injured or incapacitated in quick succession. The third goalkeeper shall be provided with a reasonable amount of time to get dressed in addition to a two-minute warm-up, except when he enters the game to defend against a penalty shot. If, however, the third goalkeeper is dressed and on the bench when the second goalkeeper becomes incapacitated, the third goalkeeper shall enter the game immediately and no warm-up is permitted. That's Rule 5.3. So they were able to get a guy on the bench for them in uniform, and it's a guy named Nathan Schoenfeld, who was he works at a bank in Scottsdale, and he played college club hockey, and he got a call while he was giving his twins a bath, and his father-in-law called him. He said, Anders Lindback is hurt, pack your bag, and he left the wife with the kids in the bath, and he had been the listed emergency goalie, and he got to sit on the bench the entire game in uniform. So is that the best goalie in Scottsdale who's not...
In Scottsdale, yeah.
You think he is?
Yeah, absolutely.
A former college...
Talking about Minneapolis or Saskatchewan or something.
Right. In Edmonton, you could probably find a former NHLer.
Walking down the street. Living in a box.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. It happens to be a guy at a bank in Scottsdale. Dude, they need you to sit on the bench.
All right, you ready? We talked about false hustle already.
Okay.
The video does this story justice, but just the idea of this story. So a girls' basketball game was going on in Wisconsin. A young lady from Wisconsin Heights slid on the floor. Did you hear about this?
No.
Diving for a ball, slid on the floor, and all of a sudden stopped. Why isn't she getting up? A piece of the floor broke off and splintered into her 3 to 4 inches, making her stuck to the floor.
Impaled her.
So
if that goes through your femoral artery, you're dead.
Nothing major. Everything was, they said she could play within a week. So, but the kicker of the story, the quote explaining, it's a 15-year-old floor. It shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
They taped it up and resumed activity for the week. It will be repaired at the end of the week. But for now, they're resuming activity with tape.
They haven't consulted their lawyers.
No, that's a lawsuit. I might just drive up there and hell,
and
if I go surfing in Manhattan Beach where no one else is, I'll slide on the floor.
That's second half. And then we say, what do you think? 312-644-6767. And a lot of people are having fun with your surfing story. That's great. And let the record show, I did not know that story. I just happened to have brought that up.
Casey Johnson's the only one that knows that and still doesn't know the pain I'm going through.
You went surfing alone.
Alone.
In Manhattan Beach.
At first, he's like, you have a partner, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Why, was he supposed to go with you?
Well, no, I figured there'd
all
be
right,
other...
All right, Joe, if I have to...
I figured there'd be other people there.
Not with... You care about whether
it was a day of
you
bad
get...
decisions. All it just right. was.
Yeah, I don't know what happened elsewhere, Kimo Sabe. Also, we got a poker seat to give away in just... We got three more left before the end of today's show. You got to be listening here if you want to win to Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Best second half of all time.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
Then you put the franchise tag on them, and then you can still sign them before the
season. That buys you more time.
Yeah, I doubt that they put the franchise tag on anybody else.
When bad news is $15 million, I'll take the bad news whatever day you want to give it to me.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago Sports Morning Show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m.
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glor.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income, the number 10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I saw a tweet here from Not Ken Williams. It says, I support Joe Cowley surfing by himself.
Yes, he does.
And I will say, I didn't get a chance because of the timing of the call to give it the attention that it deserved. But if you thought you heard somebody call and ask if the Bears were just going to let Alshon Jeffrey go in free agency... We didn't really have the time to give that the sort of response that it merited. But what team would ever do something like that? If you have an asset, you have an opportunity to retain an asset, why would you even think it would be possible that a team would want to lose that asset for no compensation whatsoever? I don't know where that came from. And we got started with other things, and then we went right to surfing. But no, the Bears, there's no reason for them to do that. And whether Alshon is happy as a Bear or not, he's going to be extremely wealthy one way or the other, and maybe that can buy a little bit of happiness for him. This might make you happy if you are caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you're 21 or older, and you're able to come on Thursday night. You've got a seat at the One Step Program's Charity Poker Championship at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. We start at 6, but the check-in, the bar, buffet opens at 5. It's sponsored by Children's Oncology Services. And we look forward to seeing you there. We're going to have our celebrity bounties. We're going to have all kinds of prizes. Our winner is going to go to the World Series of Poker. And it's such a fun evening. We're going to be at the auto show doing the show that day. And I'm going to bail a little bit early to head on down there and welcome everybody and grab a nosh and a beer and be able to get things started. And then things move really fast. It's a great night. And people get the blinds start going up. You hear people getting knocked out. You hear a shout on one end of the room and somebody got sucked out on the river. You get a bad beat and people are buying back in. And if you want to know the tournament structure and the rebuys, if you're a serious player, say, well, for my 275 that goes to the One Step Programs to help the kids, how does it work? What do I get? What are my odds? And they're math guys, because poker players are like, if you our final table half the time, even if it's recreational players,
are there guys with the hoods and stuff?
Oh yeah, whole thing. Yeah, but the final table is usually some familiar faces, and then it's like everybody's a lawyer. It's actuaries, it's lawyers, and traders are also the guys who can do a lot of the math, a lot of the odds in their head, and it's all, the final table is usually really exciting because the blind levels are going crazy and it's people at these charity events have a little bit different strategy than they do a non-charity event that can go on for days and days and days because soon the blinds keep going up, and people who are really good at these types of tournaments over time understand what constitutes good risk, what's bad risk. I don't really know how to play. I mean, I know the rules. I could sit and play, but I'm sure I would never win anything, but we always have fun. And we are going to have fun once again. So if you want to buy yourself a seat or buy one for somebody else, you can do that at onestepcamp.org. Again, it is onestepcamp.org. I didn't think that we were going to see two different stories of potential attempted suicide today in sports, but
yeah, the Rousey thing
and the Dusty Baker thing. What was that?
Yeah,
I know he's weird and he says stuff and he's melodramatic especially when he talks about himself. But he's walking in, he's holding a gun, and Ronda Rousey gets her ass kicked, and then she says that she wants to kill herself, and then Mike Tyson sent out a tweet like, "Well, that's no big deal. That happens."
Yeah, it does.
Is that normal in boxing? After you lose, you contemplate suicide?
Well, I mean, Rousey, obviously the father, committed suicide, and I don't know. There's some people think that there's that. I don't know if it's this is my lot in life because my father did it mentality, but she wrote about it in her book that just how much of an impact, and also had said previously that if she lost, she would think about suicide.
Then you do something else for a living then.
Right.
Because that's probably
not the best.
Right. It shouldn't be like that.
Right.
You know, you go. And I have not seen the pictures of her in the swimsuit issue yet. I know it's a big deal because of the three different covers, and she's body painted in one of them. And then they've got the plus size Lane Bryant model. That is, I have seen pictures of her, and that's a bad matchup. Like, I got to get a 20, and they got to get somebody else in there.
Some guys like that.
They're like, really? Like that? That she's just, I mean, everything's big. I mean, big head and big hands and... It's
that's some guy's wheelhouse.
Well,
everybody's got a different strike zone.
Yeah, you know, I don't know about your experience around pro basketball players, but there was one guy, just this great guy, former first round pick, guy named Earl Jones, who, you know, we'd sit and we were in an airport or in a restaurant or something, and I'd be like, hey, you know, look, she looks pretty good. He's like, nah, skinny ass, white bitch.
Right.
I said, well, what do you mean skinny? He goes, how do you, there's nothing to grab onto. I said, what do you mean? He said, look at me. He said, I'm 7'1". He goes, I need something substantial.
Right.
He said, I need something I can find. I'm like, okay. Because, you know, I see plenty of 7-footers walking around with exactly, you know, what I'm pointing. You know, go take their pick of the dance team half the time in some of these CBA arenas.
Right.
He never interested. Nah. Skinny ass. Time for that.
Baseball, no. I mean, obviously baseball player wives are always right down by the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So you would get to see what
well, that's everybody a type. Likes. Baseball wife is generally a type.
Some. Then there was Ray Durham. Oh, Ray.
I'm interested to hear this because I've got a Ray Durham story. What would be the Ray Durham type?
Think the type you see on Jerry Springer. Loved him.
Like... missing teeth?
Crazy, trailer park, big.
Really?
Loved them.
That's interesting. I would have to reconcile that with the, okay. Really? Why? Yeah,
remember the one year that one of the girls set up her own little table and her own little booth outside Sox Fest, handing out pamphlets about how this Ray's the father of my baby. Remember that? And the White Sox tried shush shush in that?
No, that was a
seminar I wanted to go to. Forget Hawk talking about the bunt and Ted Williams. I didn't go to that.
Yes. It's the thought from Rudy, who says the best part of the street backup goalie is that if Nathan Schoenfeld didn't pick up the phone, the next guy the Coyotes were going to call had to be Paul Konerko. He said, I'm not a hockey guy. You get Paulie between the pipes, I'm watching. And Paul was
supposedly a great hockey player.
Really good. And apparently he still skates well enough.
Right.
And he was telling a story. He said that he was a really fast skater.
Yeah. Slow runner, fast skater. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he was younger. He was. And then Rudy adds, I can't give Joe crap about surfing. The first and only time I tried it, I was in Hawaii and I was alone and I should have just paid some guy on the street to.
Yeah, I at least paid the first couple times.
He said I should have paid some guy in the street to beat my ass and save me the 2 hours because that was a very bad idea.
Yeah. I figured I was ready. I wasn't.
I wasn't ready. The Boers and Bernstein Show. You've got the score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. Give your business a jump on spring during Lowe's Pro Bonus Days and get limited time savings only for pros. Come in February 16th and 17th and ask for 5% off store-wide or ask for 10% off when you use your Lowe's business credit card. You can even save online. Just register on lowesforpros.com. See Pro Desk in store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Pro Bonus Days starting February 16th only at Lowe's.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
That is 100% true.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Women find me alluring.
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the number one drama on television.
Thank God for teamwork.
Makes the dream work.
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just